never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Milton Kent. He's the host of Sports at Large here on WIPR, and he also teaches at the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University. Milton, always good to see you.
Hi, Tom.
So you've got a book about writing. You teach journalism. You teach sports journalism. And the first one you want to talk about is, Do I Make Myself Clear Why Writing Well Matters?
Yes. It's a terrific book. It's written by Harold Evans, a longtime editor. It's an interesting topic, even though you would think that, well, everybody knows how to write. But actually, I find in this day and age, we have so many people who use, you know, the digital outlets, Twitter, Facebook, and we tend to condense what we write. We'd like to condense what we write, but what we find in many cases, what I find with my classes, is that our students really don't condense. I find in many cases that we have kids who tend to ramble on in 100 and 150 word sentences and paragraphs.
Not quite a tweet, 140 characters.
No, yeah, right, not at all. And I just find that this book has sort of helped me sharpen the idea of being concise, but also being clear. And you may not know it from what I'm doing right now, but no, I think the idea of just sort of making things as concise and as obvious for people as possible.
And if you're writing well, it means you're thinking well.
Precisely.
You know, I mean, you can't think rotten and write well, and you can't write rotten and think well. Yeah. Interesting. So why writing well matters. And this other book that you're recommending is, this is an interesting story here, Little White Lies. It's by Ace Atkins. And this is part of a series called the Spencer Series by Robert B. Parker, who is no longer with us. So the series is going to continue. How did that come about?
Yeah, really quickly, just a quick background. People will recognize or may recognize the name Spencer. There was a TV series in the 80s called Spencer for Hire, starring Robert Urich. And that's where I got sort of introduced to the character. He's a Boston-based private eye, really fascinating subject. From there, after watching the TV show, I got hooked on the character and started reading the books. So I've got a shelf full of Robert B. Parker books for Spencer. Mr. Parker passed away in 2010, and I was crestfallen for a while because I thought that was going to be the end of it. But his estate found a Mississippi-based writer named Ace Atkins, and he's picked up the series. I think he's written about five or six since then, usually in the summer each year. And I must say that even though he's got pretty much the essence of Spencer, he doesn't have all of it. There's some nuances that sort of have faded, but you know, I always look forward to getting the books. It usually takes me about a day and a half to get through them. I just plow through them. And, you know, it's nothing heavy, but it fits. And, and it keeps Spencer alive for me.
And a good thing to have the series continue. That's great. All right. Milton Kent hosts Sports at Large every Monday night here on WIPR. He also teaches at the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State. He's recommending Do I Make Myself Clear? Why Writing Well Matters by Harold Evans and Little White Lies by Ace Atkins. That's a continuation of the Spencer series from Robert B. Parker. Thanks, Milton. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.